Okay, so here we are on their second shiur on the topic of onin. So just like broadly speaking, just do a quick chazara of what we're up to. Basically start off by discussing the Mishnah already quotes that there's that an onin, or someone whose close relative had just passed away, and we're holding in the time in between the Misa and the Kvuras. That time is the status of aninus, the person is the status of an onin. And the question where the Mishnah clearly says that there's a Ptur Mitzvos, and the question is, what is the scope of that Ptur Mitzvos? We said there was one sheet in the Rishonim and the Yesh Mefarshim quoted in the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's limited in scope, specifically to the three Mitzvos listed in the Mishnah, the Mitzvos of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah. We explained what is unique about those Mitzvos, relating to the higher level of Kamana required by those. But then we transition to the more normative, more classical approach in the Sugya, starting with the Mishnah, and the Brisa, and most other Rishonim, which say, no, that the Ptur Mitzvos extends to all Mitzvos. And now the core issue in the Sugya is to really explain the Shita. What exactly is the nature of this Ptur Mitzvah, of these Ptur Mitzvos? Why is it an Onin is Pater from all Mitzvos in the Torah? So we pointed out that, broadly speaking, there are three different approaches to understanding this Ptur Mitzvos. We started off by discussing the first approach. We pointed out the first approach basically says that the Ptur Mitzvos of an Onin stems from the fact that this Onin is Osek / Tarud in the Mitzvah of Kvura. And the idea is that basically Osek / Tarud the Mitzvah of Kvura, is Pata from all other Mitzvos. And we pointed out that within this first approach, that the Ptur is stemming from the Osek / Tarud Mitzvah, we pointed out there are two different versions. We call it 1A, which we started discussing, and 1B, which we'll discuss tonight. And the two different versions relate to whether this Ptur of Tarud B'mitzvah is the general Ptur of Osek / Tarud B'mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula, and therefore the Makor and the Gedder of this Din will stem from the Sugya in Sukkah, where the general Din is discussed. Or is there a unique Makor in the realm of Onin, which Emmanuel already alluded to, or is a unique Makor in the realm of Onin, which tells us this Tour of Osek / Tarud B'mitzvah. So again, so version 1A is that the Ptur here is the Ptur of Tarud B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. But and again, according to version 1A, this Ptur is the Ptur B'chol Torah Kula, right? And therefore the Makor is going to come from in the Sugya in Sukkah Chafei, from the Sugya of Belech Chavadarach, which is Prat L'chasim, which basically says that not only if you're Osek B'mitzvah, coming from the Pasuk of Pshitecha B'Veisecha, not only if you're Osek B'mitzvah, you're actually Osek in Mitzvah A B'Yadayim, but even if you're just Tarud B'mitzvah A, you're going to be Pater from all other Mitzvahs. So here we saw a number of Shittos. Number one, we saw Rashi, right? The first Rashi on the Perek clearly invoked the Ptur, the general Ptur Klali of Chasson. Then we saw the Rambam, who mentioned the Ptur of Mitzvahs of an Onin within the context of the general Ptur of Tarud B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. And then we moved on to the Ritva. So the Ritva we started discussing, right? The Ritva starts off when we're trying to explain what is the nature of this Ptur Onin, starts off by saying, it's Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. It's the idea of Tarud B'mitzvah is going to be Pater Min HaMitzvah. But then the Ritva says, not only does this Ptur exist, not only does it apply when the Onin is actually Osek or actually Tarud B'mitzvah of Kvura, it even applies when he's Yoshev Yibata, when he's just standing idly by doing nothing, because then the Ritva invokes the second factor of what? What's the second factor? Kvod HaShelnes. Excellent. And now the Ritva, the Lashon of the Ritva, sounds like he seamlessly transitions between Tarud B'mitzvah and then this factor of Kvod HaShelnes. And the question is, question number one was, how do you align these two concepts together? Right? We understand how Osek B'mitzvah is a Ptur, and we understand, as we'll see in approach number two, how Kvod HaShelnes is an independent factor, as we'll see from the Yerushalmi. But what is this idea, question number one, what is this idea of the Ritzvah that he's combining these two distinct factors of number one, Osek / Tarud B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, and the second factor of Kvod HaShelnes? Question number one. Question number two in the Ritzvah, is that given that the Ritzvah seems to understand that this is a Ptur of Osek B'mitzvah Klali, the general Ptur of Osek B'mitzvah, so therefore the Gedder of Osek B'mitzvah here should have to align with the Ritzvah's Gedder of Osek B'mitzvah B'chol Torah Kula. And we know the famous Ritzvah in Sukkah Chafei basically says that the Ptur of Osek B'mitzvah / Tarud B'mitzvah only applies when what? Exactly. Well, not only when you're doing it, but you're doing it to the extent that you can't do both. When it's EF Shulakayim Shneim. And the question here, therefore, is, wait a second. In what way is the Onen's involvement in the in what way is the Onen's involvement in the Kvura to such an extent that it's Efshar Lasos, Efshar L'Kayim Shneim? We know the Ritz gives a number of examples where it's clear it's Yoshev Batel. He's sitting down. He's not, for sure he's not actually involved in the Kvura, and presumably he's not even Tarid in the Kvura, but yet the Ritzvah says the Ptura applies. And it's even more clear, not only from the Yoshev Batel case, but what's the other case where it's even clearer that there's no Tirda? Achos Nesuah. Right, in a case where someone's married sister passes away, Chas V'Shalom, right, and the married brother, right, his brother-in-law is taking care of all the Kvura preparations. So this person himself, right, the brother, is not Osek in the Kvura, and he's not even Tarid, there's nothing to be Tarid about. He's not doing anything. But yet the Ritzvah says that the Ptura is going to apply. So it seems like it's Yachol L'Kayim Shneim. So why does the Ritzvah apply the Ptura of Osek B'Mitzvah to this scenario of Onen, where it's clear that the Ritzvah says it applies even in cases which seem to be Yachol L'Kayim Shneim? Yeah?
There's still a psychological tilde.
One more time?
There's still a psychological
tilde. It seems to... Okay, good. But Tirda... When we're talking about Tarid B'Mitzvah, Hotar B'Mitzvah, is only when you are Tarid about... your performance of the mitzvah. It's not just a tsar factor, it's that you're tarred, you're worried about how you're going to perform the mitzvah. But in this case, if you're not the person who's going to perform the kvura, so just because you're psychologically, that's not what tarred mitzvah.
Yeah, it's not
what?
It's not
in what sense?
The difference is that there you can do both, like you're shaving the sukkah, you can do everything, a lot of mitzvot in the
sukkah. Okay, but here you're not being osik in the kvura, you're not being tarred in the kvura.
When you are kol kriyat shema.
But here we're not talking about a kol kriyat shema. You're talking about a case where you're sitting home alone, and you're not doing anything because your brother-in-law is taking care of all the kvura. You're not osik in the kvura. You're not even tarred in the kvura. Yet the Ritzvah says
that.
Okay, the question is, how does that work? How does this all come together?
The Kvura Tome is that part of your mitzvah of Kvura, because it could also be part for sort of available for the marriage. So
okay, good. Okay, good. That's where we're going to go. And this, yeah, excellent. Excellent, Dov. So we're going to go along these lines. Yeah.
It's not really so related, but Rav, in his book, Out of the Whirlwind, I don't have it.
Okay, yeah.
He writes that the Ptura of Onan comes from the fact that you're so emotionally tarred that you get a status of a shote.
Whoa. Okay, that's not on the Ritz. That's not on the Ritz. Interesting idea.
So I haven't seen that. The Rav.
Okay, the Rav Soloveitchik says that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna see. We're gonna see the Rav. In other Sfarim that quote the Rav, namely Shirei Arav and Rishima's Shirim, who takes a different approach. I just see that in time. I'll take a look later. I haven't seen any reference to that type of idea in the Rishonim. So I would like to definitely, especially if it's an Adam Gadol like the Rav, I would definitely like to see it inside. But we're actually going to quote the Rav. We're going to get it to tonight, maybe next week, or a slightly different approach. I'd like to go along the lines of what Dov was saying and answer both questions in one fell swoop. And that is the way the two factors of Kvodo Shalmeis and Osek / Tarid B'Mitzvah work together is that the factor of Kvodo Shalmeis is Madir what it means to be Osek B'Mitzvah in this context. Meaning that the factor of Kvodo Shalmeis says, and we'll develop this soon, but the factor of Kvodo Shalmeis says that a person should be solely focused on the Meis. Over and beyond actually preparing for the Kvura and being tarred about the Kvura, the person's sole focus should be on the Meis. Therefore, the Geder of Osik B'Mitzvah / Tarid B'Mitzvah is not only being Osik in the Kvura B'Yadayim, and it's not only even being tarred about being, about being involved in the Kvura in the future. It's about the Kiyum Mitzvah here is for a person to be solely focused on the Meis. And once that's the gather of what the mitzvah is, the mitzvah of Kvodo Shalmeis dictates is that your sole focus is on the mace. So therefore now, every moment in time, the mitzvah for you is to be focused on the mace. And that's now the gather of what Osik Mitzvah is. Osik Mitzvah is that your sole focus is on the mace. And therefore, now that we say that, that the mitzvah at hand of Kvod HaShel Meis dictates that your sole focus should always be on the Meis, so now it's Yef Shel HaKayim Shneim. Because even though, yeah, you can physically do, you know, any other mitzvah, or you're not even Torahed in the Kvura that would prevent you from doing other mitzvah, but since your sole focus should be on the Meis, anytime you distract from that focus on the Meis to do any other mitzvah, that is basically taking away from the mitzvah at hand, which is to have your sole focus on the Meis. So once the gedder of your osik b'mitzvah is that you're supposed to have your sole focus on the Meis, so then it's Yef Shel HaKayim Shneim, because any your attempt to do any other mitzvah is inevitably, automatically going to take your focus away from the mitzvah at hand, which is to have your sole focus on the Meis and not to be Masiach Daito from him. Yes.
So how chamor is that? Like, are you allowed to brush your teeth?
So okay, so it's obviously going to be significant actions which divert your attention, which require you to have like to be all in on those actions. You obviously have to draw the line somewhere because you have to
brushing your teeth more distracting than
is less obviously less distracting. I mean, something a significant action. We'll get back to this where like okay, now my attention is on this, right? When you brush your teeth, do you actually think about brushing your teeth, or a lot of times you think about other things?
So meaning that folding and sorting the laundry is, or like other.
Okay, so I guess the question would be where to draw the line, but the way it's mugdar in halacha is the idea of not doing other mitzvahs. So an action like a mitzvah, which entails not only a physical action but requires you to be there mentally as well, it's that those types of actions.
And which, in a low culture game, if you can't even do mitzvah because you have to be so focused.
No, because of the focus. Because mitzvahs require you to be focusing not on the mace but on the mitzvah at hand, that's the problem.
So in the Chor, you wouldn't be able to do anything that would make you focus.
Okay, so we're going to get back to that moment.
You can't go to school.
Okay, we're going to get back to that moment.
So
that.
Why you need to say in the Mishnah, Kriyat Shema, Tfilin, Tfilin, if they require more Kavanah?
According to the Ritz, it has nothing to do with being more Kavana. According to the Ritz, the Chiddush of those three is the fact that they don't require so much physical activity. It doesn't take you physically away from the Kavura, but the Kamash Milan, that's the Havmina. The Kamash Milan of the Ritz, it doesn't matter that it doesn't take you physically away. As long as these mitzvos take your focus away from the Meis, that's Maseach Taito, and that's a breach in Kavana Meis.
Where is the Ritz for learning that Kavana Meis means psychologically you have to have people
behind it? Okay, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a couple of moments. Okay? How he knows that Kavod HaMeis is not just... You're saying in contrast to being like actually Osek in the Kavur? Yeah, we're going to get to that in a moment. The way the Yerushalmi sets up Nafkamina between the two Deos, between Kavod HaShel Meis and the other day of Ein Lo Misha Yisa Masa'o, it's clear that Kavod HaShel Meis is not about being Osek in the Kavur. It's about your psychological focus. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Okay, so Ankan is, again, his approach 1A. So you have Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ritzvah. Again, the Ritzvah is a little slightly different take. All saying that the Petur at hand is a version of Tard B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah. Rashi and the Rambam, very simply, just saying Tard B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah. And the Ritzvah having a slight different take on it, where he integrates Kvod HaShel Meis with Tard B'mitzvah to say that this inyan of Kvod HaShel Meis defines the Osek B'mitzvah, the Asika, that the mitzvah A that you're being osik in is the idea of having your sole focus on the mace, and therefore any distraction, any mitzvah is a distraction from that, and therefore it's considered Ef Shel HaKayim Shneim, which therefore aligns the ritzvah with the ritzvah in Sukkah Chafei. Oh. So now moving on to approach 1B, which again is this idea that the tour is along the lines of Tara b'mitzvah, Patur b'mitzvah, but it's a unique, it's not the Tara, it's not the osik b'mitzvah chol Tara kula, it's a unique din by Onin. So this comes up where, Emmanuel? Who says this idea? Which makor brings a specific drasha that's specific to Onin?
Tosfos.
Bishem?
The Yerushalmi.
Excellent, the Yerushalmi. So if everyone has their Mar Makomos, if you look at the second page of the Makoro sheet, we have the Yerushalmi quoted itself. Akiva, do you have the sheet?
Yeah.
Would you mind reading for us?
Okay. Amr Bon, Sev, Mantis Faris, Yom Tiskav, Yom Tiskav, Yom Tiskav, Yom Tiskav, Yom Tiskav, for the member of Deva Egypt the entire life. Yalam Shata Osik Bahim Bahim, or Yalam Shata Osik Bahim Mason.
Right, so right, the drasha comes from Kol Yimei Chayecha, all days of your life, so it's a play on Chayecha, the days which are focused on life. That comes to exclude, right, the period of Onin where you're not focused on Chayim, you're focused rather on Misa. So again, this drasha seems to, according to the simple understanding of the Yerushalmi, we'll present alternative explanations, you know, moving forward. But right now, the classical explanation of the Yerushalmi is that this drasha basically establishes that an onin is putter from all mitzvahs. And now the Gemara, now the Yerushalmi is going to explain what's the reason for the patur. So this drasha establishes there's a patur mitzvahs, right? But doesn't explain the reason, and now the Yerushalmi is going to explain the reason.
Tony, in Rata, onin and a half meal, it's not last year's mitzvahs, in Shemimah. So if the onin wanted to be machar himself to do mitzvahs, even though he's putter from them, you don't listen to him. Lama, we think for those shamis.
So right, so day number one, we'll get that to next, says what?
Oh.
Exactly. It's the fact that Kvodo Shomes, which we'll get back to in the second approach. Oh,
Mishum Shimbo Mishi Yisamaso. Or maybe if he doesn't have someone who would carry his burden.
Meaning what?
Yeah, Charlotte Kanye.
Meaning no one to carry. What burden is it referring to, you think, in this context? To carry. Exactly. Right? There's no one to take care of the Kvura. Meaning that this person is what? Exactly. It sounds like the person is Osik B'mitzvah of Kvura Sames. Right? So
why is it necessarily Kurushim? Like, why can it not be Kovod Ames?
Well, that's the first
day. Like, the burden of, like...
No, but we have to differentiate between the two days. The first day, right? The first day is Kvod Hashem.
It's not something physical.
What's I'm saying? Right? We'll see from the continuation of the Yerushalmi, it's going to become even clearer. Day number one is... Day number one is Kvod Hashem. Day number two is that you have no one else to take care of the kavura preparations.
You need to take care of it yourself.
Mentally?
No, physically.
Okay, let's see. Let's see the hamshach. Let's see the continuation of the Gemara, which is going to clarify the difference between the two deos. Akiva, if you don't mind. Exactly. What's the nafkamina between these two different approaches? And you'll see from the nafkamina, we'll get a better sense of the gedder of each. And this is going to answer also Michal's question from earlier. Oh, so what's the nafkamina between the two different approaches?
If you did have someone who could take care of the
Exactly. So how's he going to spell out? Ian. Right. If it's the factor for the shomeis, which you get back to, is that the covet of the maze dictates that you just have to be focused on the maze, right? Simple explanation. So then it doesn't matter that someone else is taking care of the kavura preparation. That's not the reason for the patur. The reason for the patur is that you have to be solely focused on the mace, like we said before. Therefore, even when there's someone else taking care of the kavura, the patur or the isser, according to Yerushalmi, is still going to apply. But v'im tomar.
V'im tomar v'neisha eimam yishisa masar. Ha'yisham yishisa masar.
Right?
Someone could do it for you.
Exactly. But if... All right, day number two, I'm going to focus around. But if... The reason, the sibas apatur, the reason for the patur is that you're being osik in the kvura. So then if someone is taking care, if you're delegating those kvura responsibilities to someone else, so there's no more patur. So it's clear from the nafkamina that the second dea, which represents this approach 1b, is that, right, the second dea of in lo misha yisal maso is this idea that you're being osik, that the fact that you're being osik b'mitzvahs, the mitzvah of kvura sames, that's going to ponder you from all other mitzvahs. Lav, right? What? What's lav davka?
You can say it's still a mental reason. Just the reason of kvudo shel met is I don't want anyone else to take it from me because I need to lechabed the met. And lo mishi samaso is no one can help him with it. So if there's someone who can help him with it doesn't need to
but
be
I mean, but when if there's someone else who's taking care of the kvura responsibilities, why would that change anything? If it's all psychological. Why does the Yerushalmi and the Hemshech clearly say that if someone else is taking care of the physical kvura preparations, then that person is chayav?
Because what about kvodo shomeis?
Why do you say it's the technical kvura preparation? You can say it's the mental thing.
The mental, it being tarid b'kvura? Or just being focused?
You can also say
it can't be focused because focus applies even if someone else is, like we said in the Ritva. If it's all about needing to be focused on the mace, so then that applies regardless of whether you're the person who's taking care of the kvura. But it's clear from the Yerushalmi that the nafkamina, when there is someone else taking care of the kvura, that according to the second day of Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso, that the only time you're putter is when you're the one being osik, when you're the one taking care of the kvura. But if there's going to be someone else can be taking care of the kvura, then you're chayev. That clearly shows that the patur relates to the fact that you're going to either be physically involved in the kvura, or at least you're torrid in the fact that you're about to be osik in the kvura. Okay? Seems very clear. But so the reason why this is 1b. So even though this seems to be like, seems similar to Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ritva, in the sense that it's all about being osik, b'mitzvah, yet the Yerushalmi doesn't quote the makor of v'lech lecha v'derech prat l'chasim like in Sukkah Chafei, like the Rashi and the Rambam do. Right? Implicitly. The Yerushalmi quotes a special makor, which is all about onin, the way the Yerushalmi understands it. Right? So we're going to have to get back to it. So the reason why it's 1B is because this is the same idea of Osek / Tarid B'mitzvah, but yet it's a special drasha for Onin. And we're going to have to understand in a couple of moments why it is that we need a special drasha by Onin if you, and why not just rely on the Ptur Klali, the general Ptur of Osek B'mitzvah, if the parameters, if the gather seems to be the same. One second, just one more. Is that while from the Yerushalmi alone, you could have said that this second daya of Ein Lo Mishayisa Masa'o is limited to a case where the person is actively, physically Osek in the Kvura. It's clear from Tosfos, and Tosfos Yudzayin on the base, if you guys can just turn to... Again, the Tosos on the bottom Tosos in Yudzayin on Bezva Inu Mevarech. Again, he quotes the Yerushalmi. And it's clear from Tosos' quotation of the Yerushalmi that Tosos understands that this tour of the second day of Osek B'mitzvah is not limited to a case where you're physically Osek B'adayim, but it also applies to a case where you're Tarid B'kfura as well, which is important to know. So just like Rashi and the Rambam were saying that it's not just the Osek B'adayim, it's also the Tarid B'mitzvah, the Tosos understands the Yerushalmi's second day along the same lines, that it's also not only when you're Osek in the Kfura, but as long as you're Tarid as well. Shmuley, would you mind reading for us? So again, Tosas Dir Maslov Eino Mevarech. We're just going to skip the first couple lines. We'll get back to it later. See, four lines up. The last word, it says, Mefarish B'Yerushalmi. All right, so first day is Kvod HaShalmeis, which you read. Inami. The second day is that you're the one dealing with the Kfura. But then, I didn't quote in the Yerushalmi because it's very hard to understand without Tosas' Pirish. The next line in the Yerushalmi is going to ask a question on the second day. It's going to say, is it really, second day of Ein Lo Mishayisa Misa Maso, is it really, is the Ptur really based on the fact that you're Osek in the Kfura? But how can that explain the following Ptur? Right, so there's a brisa which says that an onin is also pater from which mitzvah? Of lulav. And Tosas is going to explain when does the Gemara think in the Havamina it's talking about? Right. Right, so just, right, you read a couple of important words there. Right, so just Pash Pshat Tosas is saying, in the Havamina, we think that we're talking about your pater from lulav, even on Yontif. On Yontif, is there any kvura? No. So the Gemara is asking, how can you say that the basis of the Ptur, that the Sibas of Ptur, is the fact that you're Osek in the Kfura, if the Ptur even applies on Yom Tov, where there's no Kfura? Right? But, and we'll get to the answer in just a moment, but when Tosas formulates, right, the question, he says, Bo Eino Tarud Lisa Masa, telling you that there he's not even Tarud in the Kfura, meaning that if he was Tarud, and not, I mean, even if he wasn't Osek B'Yadayim, but he was tarred in the Kvura, that Tirda alone would also be Pater. But the question is, on Yom Tov, not only you're not Osek in the Kvura, you're also not tarred about it because it's not happening today. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi answers this question by saying, no, the Ptur of Lulav is not on Yom Tov when you can't bury, but it's rather, Umishani. Right, on Chol Moed, when Kvura does apply. Right, so we'll get back to this Shaka V'Tari in the Yerushalmi in just a moment, but what I wanted for now was to show that within the Yerushalmi, the second day, which says that it's about Osek B'mitzvah, it's Lav Davka Osek, it's also Tar. But now, before I ask the question, was a hand? Was that?
Yeah, I wonder, when you say Ritva is more like this, the Yerushalmi, meaning that it's not about just like the Yertor, it has to be Mamashe or Osek in the Mitzvah. Because it's first, when he begins to answer this question, Yerushalmi, how it works, he doesn't say
the Ritva?
Yeah.
But the Ritva then extends it based on Kvod HaShalmeis.
Yeah, Kvod HaShalmeis. Kvod HaShalmeis is he's Osek in the Mitzvah.
No, but it's very clear. I mean, from the extension of Yosheb Batel, in the case of Achos Nesua.
Yeah, but he has a Mitzvah to be.
But he's not Osek in the Kvura.
That's a Mitzvah.
He's Osek in
Yosheb Batel. That's a Mitzvah. He's Osek in the Mitzvah.
You're Osek in Yosheb Batel?
Yeah.
This is
chalik
from the mitzvah.
I'm saying that's not osik. That's not osik in the kvura. Osik in the kvura means you're dealing with the kvura.
He has a mitzvah.
No, but osik, was that osik ben mitzvah is not that you have a chiyuv. Osik is only when you're actually being involved in the mitzvah. You're mechuyav in. Being mechuyav in a mitzvah doesn't trigger the ptur of osik ben mitzvah. No, but kvod HaShalmeis, one at a time. But kvod HaShalmeis has nothing to do with being osik in the kvura. Kvod HaShalmeis is about a mindset. That's why the ritva.
But if it's for kavod,
oh no, but the way the ritzvah says it is that oh that now is considered your mitzvah.
Yeah.
As we were saying before. Okay, so what do you say?
That shouldn't be the. So it's not the. Oh, fine.
Right, so I mean, the ritzvah is a version of osek b'mitzvah, but when he integrates it with the kvod hashem makom, the mitzvah is your focus. That's the ritzvah's version. But for Rashi, the Rambam, and the second day in the Yerushalmi, it's the fact that you're torahed, that you're about to do the kvod.
The ritzvah says that it's just on the
tirda? Yeah, he says the fact that it's eino masiach taita. Yeah. No, not just tirda. Even though you're not torahed, the fact that your focus...
Says that?
Yeah, that's what we read last time. Yeah, we read it yesterday. Okay. Exactly. No, not the mitzvah. Kvura. That's a kvod hashomer. Right. It's in yan acher. Okay. Oh. But within right. So again, approach 1B now of the Yerushalmi, that it's about tarid b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. But yet the Yerushalmi quotes a distinct drasha for onin. And the question is, wait a second. If the geder here is tarid b'mitzvah. Patur min mitzvah, just like kol Torah kula. So then, why doesn't the Yerushalmi just say, "Oh yeah, this is the general patur of tarid b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah"? Why do you need a special drasha here? Oh, that's the question. We're going to offer two answers to it. So, suggestion number one is that the reason why the Yerushalmi needs a special drasha by Oni, possibly, is because maybe this daya in the Yerushalmi aligns with those shitos that we saw, like the Shila, which reject the patur of tarid b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah kol Torah kula. So according to the shitos, which reject the patur of tarid b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah kol Torah kula, so then you need a special drasha to say that by onen, you have such a patur. That even though b'kol Torah kula, right, certain shitos like Shila, quoted by the Yesh Mefarshim, we did yes, two nights ago, right, the Yesh Mefarshim said there are shitos of Tanaim which reject the Petura of Tarid B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. So therefore it could be that the Yerushalmi is saying, the second day is saying, even according to those shitos who reject the Petura of Osek / Tarid B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, Kol Torah Kula, are going to admit that here, because of the special drasha, that the Petura of Tarid B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah does apply. That's suggestion number one of why you need a special drasha by Onen. Answer number two, and then I'll get to Toby in just a moment. Second answer is to say as follows. That according to most Rishonim, the Petur of Osek B'mitzvah / Tarid B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah only generates a Petur from Mitzvah B. Since you're Osek / Tarid Mitzvah A, you're Patur from Mitzvah B. But if the person, according to most impression, if the person wants to also do B, there would still be a Kiyum Mitzvah. It's still within the person's rishus to perform B as well, with the exception of the ritva. So it could be what the second day is saying, that what the drasha in the context of onin establishes, that onin is different. Not only does the osik mitzvah here potter you from the other mitzvahs, it also triggers an isser. And in fact, if you look carefully, that's exactly what the Yerushalmi is saying. The Yerushalmi here is focusing not only on the fact that the Onin is putter from Shar Mitzvos, but that in Ratzel Ha'achmir, in Shomim Lo, that it's Aser for the Onin to do other mitzvos. So it could be that even if the second day holds that there is a Ptur of Osik B'mitzvah Kol HaTorah Kula, but the reason why you need a unique drasha by Onin is because here it's different. Not only is there a Ptur by Onin, but there's also an Isser, and that's exactly, and works well with the context of the Yerushalmi, which is justifying that the Onin is not just Ptur from Shar Mitzvos, but it's also Aser to do all other ones. That's my suggestion for why possibly you need a separate drasha by Onin. Yes, Toby.
Well,
remember, you're the Yesh Mefarshim. And the Yesh Mefarshim basically said that the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, is according to Shila. So, but I'm saying, if the Yesh Mefarshim can say that the Stam Mishnah in Bavli, or it's not Mishnah. Mishnah is a Mishnah. That the Stam Mishnah is according to Shila. So then I'm saying the second day, right? It could be, or very well be that this second day in the Yerushalmi is also according to that. That's all I'm suggesting. The second answer is saying no, according to all, yeah, exactly. Daniel, and then Shmuel.
Most Rishonim don't have a problem with somebody leaving when he's Osek in one mitzvah, they don't have a problem with him going to another mitzvah?
Correct. The ritzvah, I know I had you see the ritzvah, so that's the only one who says. The ritzvah is the unique shita in the sugya. He's basically the only one who says that.
So according to the ritzvah,
how does it... this wouldn't... exactly. Remember, the ritzvah, again, has a different mahalach in the sugya, number one. Right? So again, he's adopting the Kvod HaShel Nes of the Yerushalmi. And again, if you, within the second day, you might understand the second day, like the first answer of the Chilik is that in the second day is specifically according to those who reject Osek and Mitzvah.
Do you also explain the Kvod HaShel Nes partially because to some degree, even when you're not literally Osek, there still is a Ptoh that exists?
You mean along the lines of the Ritzvah, you're saying? No, but that the second day is only when you're...
Positive, but some degree,
For the second day, it only applies
even in the end.
When you're
but even in the end, it ends up being that it's not that he's actually doing it; it's like he's doing it by the end of the Gemara. So, even in that opinion,
no, either you're doing it or you're tarred in doing it, and that's the same gather you have b'chol Torah Kula. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Ankan approach number one, that it's all about Osek/Tarad B'mitzvah, two different versions, whether it's the tour of Osek/Tarad B'mitzvah B'chol Torah Kula, that's version 1A, or version 1B, the second day of the Yerushalmi, that's a specific, unique din in Onin, either because, right, this day rejects Osek B'mitzvah B'chol Torah Kula, or because this din of Osek B'mitzvah is different, because generally it's not just a tour, but an Isser. Now moving on to approach number two, or the second general approach, which says, which is really the first day in the Yerushalmi, which says that the Sibas HaPetur, the reason why an Onin is Pater from all mitzvos, is because of this independent factor of Kvodo Shomis. When we just read it, this is the first day in the Yerushalmi. Right, so we pointed out, it's clear from the Yerushalmi, that this idea of Kvod HaShel Nes, which basically says, and we'll explain it in just a moment, in two different explanations, that some reason, the Onan's performance of mitzvos is considered a breach of his kavod, of the Nes. So again, according to the second approach, the Sipas HaPetur is this factor of Kvod HaShel Nes, which says that the performance of mitzvos is considered a neglect of Kvod HaShel Nes. And we pointed out before, it's very clear from the Nafka Mina that the Yerushalmi brings down, that this day of Kvod HaShel Nes, this Petur, according to Kvod HaShel Nes, applies even when the person is not being Osek in the Kvura, and even if he's not being Tarred in the Kvura, right? That was an afkamina. And in the case where you delegated responsibilities, someone else is taking care of the kavura. So you're not being osik in the kavura, and you're not worried about the kavura because you're not doing it. Even so, the Yerushalmi says that the manda amar, the first day of Kvod HaShel Nes, will say it's still a problem of Kvod HaShel Nes for the onen to do mitzvah. So it's very clear that within this second approach of Kvod HaShel Nes, that this tour exists even when the person is not doing the kavura and is not going to do the kavura because he has delegated to someone else. And the question we now have to understand better is, what is this idea of Kvod HaShel Nes? Right? What is this idea that somehow the performance of mitzvos, even when that performance is not going to interfere with the kavura, because you're not doing the kavura. So what is this idea that somehow the performance of mitzvos is considered a breach in Kvod HaShel Nes? What is this idea behind the second approach of Kvod HaShel Nes? So we're going to suggest two different ideas. The first approach, which is really works well with the Ritzvah's formulation of Kvod HaShel Nes, which is basically the idea that the performance of mitzvos is considered a significant distraction, right? The inyan of Kvod HaShel Nes is that a person's sole focus should be on the mace, not about the kfura of the mace per se. Since your close relative just died, the only thing that you should be thinking about is the legacy or is the passing of your close relative, right? And therefore, according to this idea, the performance of mitzvos, the problem with it is that it's a significant distraction from where your focus is supposed to be, which is supposed to be on the nes. So you pointed out the ritzvah really has this law. And Emmanuel just said it basically balpad before, but when the ritzvah formulates the idea of Kvod HaShel Nes, he says the idea of Kvod HaShel Nes is shelo yasiach daito mimenu la'aso davar acher. That you should not, right, have it distract your attention to do anything else kolzman shelo nikvar. So during the time in between his death, the relative's death and the kvura, you should not be distracted. Your sole focus should be on the mace itself. So again, according to this approach, it's very important. It's not mitzvahs per se. This is where Nadav is getting at. According to this, it's not mitzvahs per se. It's the fact that mitzvahs represent a distraction. And if you look closely at the Ritzvah's Lashon, he says, Shol yasiach daito mimenu laso davar acher. You can't do anything else, add any significant action. The mitzvahs are just an example of a significant action, which is considered to be a significant distraction from where your focus is supposed to be. So again, according to approach number one, it's not mitzvahs per se, it's really mitzvahs as an example of a significant distraction from where your focus is supposed to be. Yes?
Where is the makor for the entire idea of Kvod HaShomei, that it should be doka mitzvah?
So the Yerushalmi will say it's this drasha.
That proves that you have to cover
I mean, the drasha establishes that there's a ptur mitzvahs for an oni. And the first day it says, what's the pshat in that? This idea of kvod HaShomei.
No, but I'm saying, like, that they're plugging kvod HaShomei into the drasha. The drasha is not teaching us kvod HaShomei.
I mean, there's no hint. You're saying there's no hints. There's no hint to. Okay, good. We're going to suggest later on in the Sugya an alternative shot in the Yerushalmi, which tries to work in the Sipas HaPetur into the Lashon of the Drasha itself. But in Echanami, according to the day of simple understanding of Kvod HaShomeis, is that the Drasha is a Giloy that is a Petur, and Kvod HaShomeis is, you know, is the explanation, is a Svar. Yeah.
According to the Ritva, so.
So again, it seems from the Ritva, and again, we're explaining the day that the Ritva is working within is that the Torah applies to all mitzvahs. So the idea sounds like to be that any mitzvah requires kavanah, right? Again, even if it's not the higher level kavanah of the three. What? Again, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, there's still an inyan lechatzchila to have kavanah. Mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah just means they're not ma'akev. Right? So again, everyone's going to, almost all shitas are going to say that there's an inyan l'chatchila to do mitzvahs with kavanah. So the idea is that kavanah, l'chatchila, is going to be a distraction from, it's going to be a hesach hadat from where your attention is supposed to be.
What about brachos?
I guess tefillah is an example of a bracha, right? Kriya Shema. So again, yeah, that would be an example. I mean, and the Ritva says that the Chiddush is that even those are a distraction, even though they're seemingly so simple, the kavanah you're supposed to have when you're reciting the kavanah you're supposed to have, right, when you're reciting a bracha, you're saying tefillah, that's enough for hesach hadas. Right. Yeah, Michal.
So I understand if you're osing a mitzvah, and then when you bury him, you're no longer osing that mitzvah. But if you're thinking about faith, why should burying have anything to do with anything?
Okay, good. Yeah, so you're saying why wouldn't this idea extend to avelus?
It's not forced on anything.
You're asking why does the inyan of kvod HaShomei, why is it limited to the period of aninus?
Yeah, once it's there, that doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, so it seems like this higher stand. What? Correct. Yeah. No.
It could be in a different house.
No, but the idea is that when the immediacy, right when your relative dies, is a higher standard of not being masiach das from it.
Agreed,
but that only lasts for the immediate. What?
But for all you care, it doesn't make a difference when he's buried.
No, but the point is this higher standard of not being Masiach Das, according to Ritva, that only applies for that immediate period after the... I mean, it's only considered like inappropriate to like divert your attention when it just happened. I think you can understand that logically. Right, when something is fresh and raw, to like divert your attention to something else, that's like a breach in Kavanah Meis. But as time goes on, obviously, that becomes less of a problem. And the halacha draws its line, according to this daya, that once the kvura takes place, that's already another darga, another stage in the process, and hesach hadas is not considered like a bizan. So that's a separate inyan of the Ritva Kotzis, this idea that when you give it over to other people to take care of, that might be a different... that might be a different stage also. That might be have the din of kvura. Nimsal Ksafim, right? This idea of Nimsal Ksafim, once you give over the mace to other people, that is a status of kvura, according to many people. So it could be in Hanami, to your question.
Even if you don't give it over, it's possible to be an onin for a long time. Whatever happens, that they need to delay the burial, it's happening.
Correct. I mean, if there's a situation where, like, the kvura is not going to take place.
Then the svara is not.
Yeah. We'll get to other... Yeah, there are a lot of details about like when the aninas, you know, applies. Other times where even though the kfura doesn't take place, but aninas can still be cut short. This is a whole discussion in the end of Tosfos. I don't want
to
get into the details,
when
right?
When you get to the ketufin, that's assuming that the pshat is tshir to the mitzvah, not kvodo shalmeit. If it was kvodo shalmeit, even if you gave it to the ketufin,
no,
to
take
to Israel,
there might be a din of kfura. If the mitzvah ketufin has a din of kfura. Let's hold it off for now. Again, we have like 3 minutes left. I just want to make sure we don't finish in the middle of something. So let's, okay. Let's just do a second explanation. So the question we're trying to understand now is what is this inyan of Kvod HaShalmeis? So the first suggestion, which really comes from the Ritva, is this idea that your sole focus during this time period should be on the mace. And therefore, any time you divert your attention divert your focus from the mace, that's considered a breach in Kvod HaShalmeis. That's the idea of the Ritzvah. And we point out, according to this, it's not mitzvahs per se, it's mitzvahs as an example of something significant which diverts your attention. I'd like to suggest an alternative, actually Joe, I think, is an idea which he is fond of, and that is that maybe Kvod HaShalmeis relates to the idea of Loeg L'Rush. Right? Again, we don't have time to read the Shachar Vatari inside, but again, the Shachar Vatari on Yud Ches Amud Aleph basically applies Binyamin. How does the Gemara apply the idea of Loeg L'Rush? What's the Gemara's application?
To learn, do not learn next to the mate.
Learn or to do any mitzvos next to the mate as defined by how close? Dalaramas. Right, according to the Gemara, according to Rashi, we'll get to it exactly. Right. We'll get to it in a second. Right, according to the Pashtun on the Gemara in Yud Ches, right? The classical application of Loeg L'Rush is any person doing mitzvos within Dalet Amos of the mace. What's the idea of Loeg L'Rush?
Making him feel bad?
Exactly, it's like a mockery. It's like a bizayon. Like, it's like making fun. Like, oh, I can do mitzvos and you can't. The idea
mitzvah?
Of a bizayon. What?
Just mitzvah?
Mitzvah, yeah. We'll get that. That's Rashi. Rashi extends it to Achil. We'll get there in a moment. So the Gemara says an example of Loeg L'Rush is doing mitzvahs within Dalet Amos. So I'd like to suggest that maybe the Inyan of Kvod HaShalmeis says that the same factor of Loeg L'Rush, of being a bizayon to the mace, applies to the Karov even outside of Dalet Amos. As long as it's Mutal Lefanov, depending on the Judeos, either Mamish Bifanov or as long as the Chi of Kfura is Mutal Alav, that for a Karov, given their close relationship, as long as the mace is Mutal Lefanov, it's going to be a mockery, it's going to be a bizayon of Loeg L'Rush to the mace for the Karov to be doing this.
He's not allowed to eat. According to Rashi, he's not allowed to eat.
We'll get there again in a second. So again, so the Pshat, one second.
He's also
going to die. So the pshat in Kvod HaShalmeis, according to this, is that yeah, the performance of mitzvos is a breach of Kavod HaMeis because it's the bizayon of Loeg L'Rush, right? And according to this, unlike the Ritzvah, where it wasn't mitzvos per se, it was just mitzvos as an example of something a significant distraction. According to this, it's davka mitzvos. Because davka the kiyum is davka the performance of mitzvos when the mace is mutal b'fanav, that is considered going to be a problem of Loeg L'Rush, of mocking the mace. Again, and this idea, a makor for this idea, you might ask on me, how do I know that the idea that the inyan of Loeg L'Rush applies outside of Dalet Amos? I'm going to tell you Rashi. Right? Rashi, Shmuel is very fond of this Rashi. Right? The Rashi which says the pshat and why the karov cannot eat in front of the maces, and Rashi there on Zion and Beis Zerum Aschol Ocho Bayis Acher, he says Dinira Kiloeg L'Rush. So Rashi is a makor for this idea that the inyan of Loeg L'Rush is not limited to Dalet Amos; it also applies to the Karov as long as Mutzal Lefanav. So while Rashi explains it specifically in terms of Achila, I like to suggest that maybe this first day in the Yerushalmi, this day of Kvod HaShalmeis, is saying that any performance of mitzvos when the mace is mutal lefanav is considered a problem of Loeg L'Rush, and that gufa is the problem, the inyan of Kvod HaShalmeis. So we're going to stop here so everyone go
also
to the mace.
Last line of the Gemara before the two dots.